old school, new school. Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Lau. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Please send it to all your friends and tell them to tune in. Our phone number, I'm going to put the phone number out, so in case if you decide later on you would like to call us, you can call us from anywhere in the world. If you are using Skype or any other services, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking about a battle that is about to take place in Washington, D.C. between America and Israel. Yes. This is one of these very rare times that we see a showdown between some in Washington who still can stand up a little bit, even though if it's a shy standing. And those who will go through no limits, or who has no limits to how far they will go to actually protect their relationship with the Zionist state of Israel. The battle I'm talking about will be over Chuck Hagel, a former Republican senator from Nebraska, who is the nominee for Secretary of Defense. Obama is about to, well, he did, and it looks like he is standing his ground on this issue, that he is, and hopefully he will continue actually with his nominee, Chuck Hagel, for the defense secretary. Many people in Washington don't like it because they say that Hagel's views on Israel is not to their standards. I mean, he is, and he said it more than one time, that he supports Israel and standing, I guess, strong with America's commitment to Israel's security. He's with all that. But he did say a few things in his past that some of the Israel apologists in Washington and in the media, they very much don't like what he said. And when we come back, we are going to get into the details of why they don't like him. We will be right back.
Enjoy. Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, Infection Killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung Formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And our phone number is 800-313-9443 if you would like to be part of the program. Now, Chuck Hagel, by the way, for those of you who don't know who Chuck Hagel is, he is a two-term senator from Nebraska. And he had won two Purple Hearts in Vietnam. He was in the Army. And so the man is not a bad American. As a matter of fact, he is true American. And when his name came up in for a nominee, when Leon Panetta said that he's stepping down in Obama's second term, so Obama is nominating Chuck Hagel. Right away, Israel's apologists have attacked Chuck Hagel. As a matter of fact, the reason I wanted to talk about this today, I wanted to talk about something else. I wanted to talk about the Middle East and what's going on with it. But when I woke up this morning, turned on Fox News, there was an interview with John Bolton, or is it Jack Bolton, one of the two. He was our ambassador, actually, at the United Nations. This guy is an apologist, big time. Apologist for Israel. And the interview actually went for about 5 minutes talking about John Bolton. I was right. Talking about the America and the Defense Department, and talking about, you know, the war and what is required, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, the only thing that he had to say about the nomination of Chuck Hagel, that he said things about Israel. That Chuck Hagel said things about Israel. And what did Chuck Hagel say about Israel? Well, see, they don't tell you what he said about Israel on these shows. They just leave it as he's an anti-Semite. You know, he said things, you know, he said things like Israel should negotiate with the Palestinians. That's his worst crime, by the way. Now, he did say Israel should stop building the settlements. He did say that building the settlements is not good when you are negotiating with somebody and you should negotiate with them. That's with the Palestinians. That's basically what he said. Now, isn't it true that the United States wants Israel to negotiate with the Palestinians? Aren't the Israelis themselves saying, well, we don't have anyone to negotiate with? That's a lie. That's the biggest lie. Because the Palestinians are there for the last 30 years saying, hey, let's negotiate. And Chuck Hagel made a statement a long time ago that Israel should negotiate with the Palestinians. That's what he's been, basically his name is being butchered because of this. So now we have all of these Israel's apologists who will not miss an opportunity to bend down, to please the Israelis. Oh yeah, by the way, he also has another big crime, Chuck Hagel. He called AIPAC the Jewish lobby. Oh my God, yeah, that was the worst one. How could he say AIPAC was the Jewish lobby? For those of you who don't know what AIPAC is, it's the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that is basically running the country politically, especially when it comes to foreign affairs. They are AIPAC, this group, the Jewish lobby, that everyone calls them the Jewish lobby, because they are. Because they are. AIPAC is the Jewish lobby, but he identified it as such. You know, when everybody else, when they want to be brave enough, they say AIPAC is Israel's lobby. But our senator, Two Purple Hearts, wounded in Vietnam, fought for his country, two-term senator, excellent American senator, a Republican, but you know, when it comes to Israel, there are no boundaries. And literally, when it comes to Israel, there are no boundaries either. When it comes to Israel, you're going to find Democrats and Republicans bending down to please the master. And in this case, we see Republicans and Democrats, actually, more Republicans because it's an Obama nominee. even though he's one of their own. But if one of their own is brave enough to say, I am not an Israeli senator. And he said it, by the way, when he was in the Senate. He said, I'm an American senator. I'm not an Israeli senator. Now, they are digging all these statements that this brave American said in the protection of his country, standing up to whatever dignity we have left in this country. And we don't have much, by the way, when it comes to Israel. We do not have much when it comes to Israel. Israel is the master. Israel is a master that is basically grabbing our senators and congressmen by the neck with a robe and dragging them all over to wherever they want. This senator had the guts to say, I am an American senator, not an Israeli senator. This man is being attacked right now, and you want to know something? Americans should be out there in Washington during the nomination confirmation. They should be out there supporting this man for the American that he is. Because you want to know something? This is a battle for America. This is a battle for America. It's being fought on the airwaves. Maybe you did not hear about it. Maybe you've heard about it a little bit. But this is a battle for America. The Chuck Hagel nominations for Secretary of Defense is a battle between America versus Israel and its cronies. And its cronies are all over the nation, all over Washington, D.C., all over Capitol Hill. And if this thing goes, if the confirmation process goes through, so far, as of today, Obama still standing by his man. Now, it's true, he did not stand by his woman, Suzanne Rice, and her, I guess when he nominated her or put her name out there as a nominee for the for a Secretary of State, she was attacked, and I guess Obama did not stand by her, and she, of course, stepped down. But with Chuck Hagel, I don't know if it's politics. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a Netanyahu versus Obama. Well, it's a showdown, and it will be a showdown. And you need to be right there standing with America, standing with Chuck Hagel, because this is going to be out there in the open. I don't know if really Obama wants a referendum on this. I don't think it's going to be a big charade, because it is not in the benefit of Israel, actually, to have a showdown. And if there is, the media will not. You remember the Anita Hill, Judge Thomas confirmation? It's not going to be that. You know, I wish it would be. Oh, God, that will be great. If the media would be there, if the confirmation drags on for like a couple of weeks with America versus Israel thing, but it's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen. So even there's two things. Either pressure will be so high on Obama and he will actually withdraw that or not even, you know, nominate him. Or the media will play it down. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443 and our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And by the way, some people sent me emails wondering if I sold my Current Issues TV to Al Jazeera because they did buy Current TV. It's not mine. And I'm not that rich to have a TV channel that would be sold to Al Jazeera for millions of dollars. It belonged to John Kerry, and he's the one that sold it. But it's amazing how if you listen to Fox Network, as if he sold that to the enemy. Well, you know, Fox, Al Jazeera, it's all the same darn control, Zionist control. So it doesn't matter if Current TV goes to Al Jazeera. It'll still be the same. Actually, it's going to be worse because Current TV was, believe it or not, Current TV was okay. And it wasn't okay, but it was okay. Now, since Al Jazeera is going to pick it up, because Al Jazeera is very much like Fox News, so from one hand to the other. Tell you what, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going with Ken in Virginia on line one. Ken, but Ken, before you say something, the statement I made actually with Chuck Hagel saying I'm an American senator, not an Israeli senator. He was actually referring to a subject that he was one of the brave people to come out and say that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people on Capitol Hill. So he said the Jewish lobby, which is AIPAC, we call it Jewish lobby all the time. You know, only those who are halfway brave, they'll call it the Israel lobby, but actually it is the Jewish lobby. And he said it intimidates a lot of people on Capitol Hill. He is completely right. And he followed that with, I'm not an Israeli senator, I'm a U.S. senator. Anyway, now we go to Ken in Virginia. Ken.
Yes, Hashem, I'm just so glad you've taken this subject up. I'm Ken White, president of the Virginia Taxpayers Association, and I have this additional information. On this morning on Washington Journal, which is heard by millions of people, they were interviewing a reporter from National Journal, which is an establishment, an expensive establishment magazine, and he said that mentioned that yes, there has been some opposition, because he is a distinguished veteran and hero and so forth, that he would very probably be confirmed. Now this was an amazing thing to come from establishment, because they don't care for him. So the fact is, this is going to be a victory number one for our side for in the year 2013. So I think it's wonderful news. As you say, the Israel firsters don't like him, but there's so much back of him that they can't stop it, and so it shows that our side is winning this thing. And so this, all your folks should listen to this, should know about this. And if anybody wants to call me, my number in Virginia Taxpayers Association, 434-277-5255. I'll repeat that, 434-277-5255. And I'll let you continue, because this is great news. And thank you for taking this up right away. And I'll let you go.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Very good call from Ken there. And if you got his phone number, please do give him a call and support him. We need more people out there. Now, you know, I did mention, by the way, that is, in a way, it's good news. I was expecting two things to happen. Number one, not to have a big fight there in Washington, because this is a battle that Israel and Israeli firsters will not win, which is to actually debate the Israel issue in public. They will not win, and Israel knows that. And I was not, even though I said I wish if it would go to the Anita Hill, Thomas confirmation, because it will bring Israel out in the public, and I don't think in that light, and I don't think Israel wants to fight this battle. So I agree with Ken. I think Chuck Hagel will sail smoothly into the defense secretary position, because like I said, that's not a battle that Israel or its apologists wants to fight. We will drop it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, like I said, I don't expect this to actually be a big battle because Israel will lose this one. And when the media, the mainstream media, when they talk about this, they don't really tell you what his crime is. They just tell you that he had anti-Semitic remarks. Anti-Semitic remarks saying that the Jewish lobby intimidates people in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our biggest problem in this country. This is equivalent to the occupation of Palestine by the Israeli army. Listen again. AIPAC is the equivalent of the Israeli army occupying Palestine and subjecting the Palestinians under brutal Israeli policies. AIPAC is handling America politically. It is the equivalent of the Israeli military occupying America Of course, they don't have the numbers and they cannot do it, but they are doing it politically. And this brave man, they will not tell you his crime. I wish if they would. I wish if they would tell you, oh, he's an anti-Semitic because he said that AIPAC intimidates people in Washington. Wow. But they will not. I want them to tell you that his crime was when he said, I am an American senator, not an Israeli senator. Or the other way around. I'm not an Israeli senator, I'm an American senator. So this man was one of those senators, the very few to stand up in the face of AIPAC, the Jewish lobby. You know, like Senator Abu Rizq, like Paul Findlay. Many, well, not many, very few senators and congressmen ever stood up to the Israel lobby. Look at me, I'm calling it the Israel lobby as if I wanted to be politically correct. But actually, the ones who called it the Israel lobby are the ones who wrote the Israel lobby, which is, I guess it was the two professors, I can't think of their name now, but you know what I'm talking about, the Jewish lobby, Israel lobby. You know, when you are on live radio and sometimes it's just not easy to recall names. Anyway, but that's basically the issue here. And I really think that Chuck Hagel will be the next Secretary of Defense, no matter what the Jewish lobby is going to do. And it's not something that, you know, another thing that he was criticized for, actually, is for criticizing the wars in Iraq and in Afghanistan, even though, you know, he was a senator at the time when George Bush went to war. And he signed up, actually, for Obama to go to war in Afghanistan. But later on, he criticized it. And that's basically why they are getting at him when they talked about his nomination, that he was not, you know, is his opinion about the wars in Iraq and in Afghanistan going to affect his performance as Secretary of Defense? Well, I hope it will, because those two disastrous wars, I have no idea what we gained out of them. And Iraq, you know, we went and destroyed a country basically for Israel. We didn't get anything out of destroying Iraq. We didn't get anything out of destroying Libya. Anyway, the two professors I was looking for, actually Stephen Walt and John Mersheimer, who wrote the Israel Lobby and United States Foreign Policy. He called it, you know, they called it the Israel Lobby, and he called it the Jewish Lobby. It is the Jewish Lobby. Because it's basically, it's, you know what AIPAC is? See, that's the thing that people don't know what AIPAC is. AIPAC is the political arm of the largest 50 Jewish organizations in the United States. They have pitched in together, put in the money, and the controllers of that organization are the presidents and the chairmen of the largest and most influential 50 Jewish American organizations. And all Chuck Hagel said is, it is a Jewish lobby. and it is intimidating people in Washington. Well, we know that. It's not just intimidating. See, intimidating is one thing, and actually forcing policy is another thing, and they forced the policy on the United States to go to war against Iraq. That's what George Bush was all about. Bring him, bring all the neocons to be in the background, as protocol numero dos said. You're going to have to actually go and look that up to see that George Bush's first term was exactly an implementation of number two, protocol number two, that I even say, hey, it's fake, I don't believe in it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine, because I'm not going to get into it. But if you know what I'm talking about, go check protocol two, and you will see that what they did with George Bush the first, well, actually, that's what they do with all of them, but especially in George Bush's first term, it was. Anyway. This is what we are faced with. What are we doing for Israel? What we're doing for Israel is this. All our senators and congressmen are so scared of Israel that they will do anything to please it. Because if Israel gets mad at one of them, they will not be coming back. That's one thing. Number two, what we are doing is we are sending them over $30 billion. $30 billion. I have no idea where we're getting that money, because we actually went over a cliff and somehow we bounced back like the coyote. Remember, before New Year, it was like it went actually over. It went into 2013, so we actually went over the cliff, but then we came back. And the way they, I know I'm getting away from the main topic here, but the way these politicians played us is, they said, oh, yep, they made a deal. You don't have to worry about anything. If you make $400,000 a year or couple $450,000 a year, you don't have to worry about anything, which they lied. Because actually, there were, for every dollar that they cut, that they trimmed out of the budget, taxes were raised $41. The payroll tax no longer there. So don't tell me that only people who made $400,000. You know, how many people do you know make $400,000? I don't think I know anyone. I don't think I know anyone who makes $400 personally. Yeah, I can name rich people, but I know them. They don't know me. Anyway, so getting back to what Israel does for us, nothing. You have more people who were arrested, Israelis were arrested trying to harm this country more than any other country, even more than Russia during the highest times of the peak of our so-called Cold War with them. We have arrested more Israelis than we arrested anyone else for trying to spy on us, trying to harm us. You don't hear about them. They go back to Israel and we say, look, you know, you don't have to do it that way. I mean, you are in all of our departments, so don't embarrass us like that. You know, there's nothing that you don't know about us. And that's the truth, by the way. That is the truth. So, what is Israel doing for us? Nothing. It ruined our reputation in the world. You have more people who hate us now because of Israel, because of what we have done. It's not because it was good for us, not because it was to our, for our, national interest. No. It's because we have to. We have no other choice. We went and destroyed Libya, and now we are destroying Syria. It's not the Arab people. Don't believe these stories that these are revolutions by the Arab people. No. These people are basically being killed in a battle for Israel. These people's lives being lost basically to protect Israel and destroy these Arab armies around Israel into nothing. Because Libya had pretty good defense force there. They had some nice equipment. They paid for it. They had the oil revenues. They were pretty good. Right now, it's zero. There is no Libyan army, period. Right now, there are groups of people fighting in Libya. And that's exactly what Israel wants. Israel wants chaos in Arab countries. We went and took out Mubarak for them. Yeah, we sent the people. You know, the people went out there and they thought they had a revolution and they thought they had all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, well, they have a system that is worse than what Mubarak would ever be. Now, who did we do all that for? Well, of course, it's for Israel. Who are we destroying the Syrian army for? For Israel, to divide these Arab countries. Iraq is about to be divided, like we have told you before, and we have been telling you that the master plan is to divide Iraq, and it will happen. We told you that a long time ago, and it's about to happen. As a matter of fact, I am seeing a lot of things going on in Iraq that it's about to crack. Remember how wonderful we felt, and, you know, the media giving you pictures of Iraqis with their fingers dipped in ink and, you know, I voted and all that stuff, and they were showing their fingers up that they had voted, that the United States finally got them. Well, no, it's not. The United States, of course, we're not running that policy. Israel is. Using our money and our people, our blood and our money. So what Israel's policy there is basically, they're going to fragment that country into three, possibly four statelets, hating each other, fighting each other, at war with each other, as we see what they have done when they actually divided Sudan. When they divided Sudan, now Sudan was one country, they divided it. Now Sudan is at war with South Sudan. And exactly what is going on in Libya, you have Libya is on the verge of being broken up into Eastern, Western, and Southern. Well, we see now infights in Libya between the several different groups. And eventually, the only way to stop a war, after you go through the Somalizations, which is Somalia, where it was anarchy for like, oh God, it's still anarchy, but it was big or huge anarchy for about 25 years. No government. Imagine you live in a country, no government, no law. And if no government, then there's no system. And the people in Somalia have lived and still living because they do have a government now, but it's not really a strong government. And that's what's going to happen in, that's what is happening now in Libya. Because you have people on the eastern side who think that they're the ones who started the revolution and fought with this revolution, and they should be in power. And then you have the people in Tripoli who think they should be in power, and eventually they will fight, and eventually they will have to split that country. Anyway.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the phones with Byron in Canada. Byron, welcome to the program.
Hi, Hisham. I apologize. I just tuned in here a few minutes ago, so I'll be real quick. But, you know, I want to ask you a question, and you ain't going to like the question, but so what if every Palestinian, every Lebanese was wiped off out of their countries? Well, I mean, what difference would that do to our lives? Other than we might have some relatives that were killed, what difference would it make?
Well, I mean, nothing. What about if, like, all of Latin America would get wiped out and lost in the sea? What difference would that make?
Well, I'll tell you why I brought this up. We just got back from holidays. We was in Jamaica. And I was talking to the locals, and they said that the indigenous people, there were some kind of an Indian. The Spaniards, when they came in, they killed every Indian there was. Then they needed workers, so they brought in the Africans for, you know, slaves. What difference did it make to the world that all these Indians were killed?
Nothing.
Yeah, and then here's the other point, and I know this ain't nice.
But I mean, what's the wisdom behind the question? Though?
Here's what I'm getting at. Now, you know, you were just talking about Egypt, what went there, and the Libyan, Syria, and these people over there, they haven't learned a lesson. They're too stupid to understand what's going on. I have it by doctor. He's educated, and then what was really made me mad was, he was educated, most of his education was in Libya, free of charge, the government paid for it. When Gaddafi was overthrown there, he was at a hospital passing donuts, jumping up and down, just, wow, woo, you know, we're going to have democracy. Well, I seen him yesterday, and I can't remember, what has it been, a year since I said, well, how's it going now, doctor? I won't say his name. I said, I don't know. Maybe we should give it another year. You know, then, you know, if it doesn't get any better in a year's time, then I'll say, well, maybe you were right. You know, so here's an educated man. We can't say, well, they're ignorant.
Well, but Byron, what you are talking about, and you call them stupid, let me add that everyone who listens to mass media is stupid. It doesn't matter where they are in the world, because we have a lot of educated people in this country. The majority of them are with the government line when it comes to war, when it comes to defending the land, when it comes to protecting and all this stuff, because that's what they are fed.
But doctor, here's the difference. This is happening in their back.
Okay. We have 30 seconds.
Okay, yeah, this is happening in their backyard. They can see this with their own eyes. Over here in America, you know, what's going over there 12,000 miles or how far it is, it's not affecting us. In all honesty, there's not enough soldiers that are coming home dead. It's not affecting us. In their backyard, it's happening in their backyard or next door. They can see it. They can feel it.
Byron, yeah. The subject actually today, I wish if you were there from the beginning, because we're talking about Chuck Hagel being nominated to Secretary of Defense, and because at one time he said that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people in Washington, because he called it the Jewish lobby. So they're saying that he's anti-Semitic, and they are fighting him for this nomination. And that was the topic of Israel's control in this country and control in our society. Anyway, I appreciate it. That's all the time we have. Actually, we are at the end of our program. All we have time left is to say, go do the right thing and follow the Chuck Hagel nomination process. We will see you next week, same place, same time. Good night.